Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today we turn to Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 11, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. As a result, those who had gathered together asked Jesus, "Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel now?" Jesus replied, "It isn't for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has set by his own authority. Rather, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." After Jesus said these things, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going away, and as they were staring toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood next to them. They said, "Galileans, why are you standing here looking toward heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way that you saw him go into heaven." Now for a devotion on this Bible passage, written by Maureen Knudsen-Langdock, University Chaplain and Associate Dean at DePauw University in Greencastle, Indiana, Elder in the Indiana Conference of the United Methodist Church. She writes, "Are we there yet?" This question captures a weariness from travel and an eagerness to arrive. Whether on a family road trip or working toward a professional goal, exhaustion and excitement often merge on a journey. In today's passage, the disciples had already been on quite a journey with Jesus. They were with him when he healed the sick and preached good news to the poor. They wilted as he was beaten and crucified. They were astounded to discover he had been raised from the dead. They could not recognize him on the road to Emmaus. Now, they have gathered together for a meal with their resurrected Lord. After this sort of journey, how could their question not come from deep exhaustion and eager anticipation? "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? Are we there yet?" Jesus' answer is twofold. Such things are not for them to know, and they will receive power. Power, Jesus seems to say, doesn't mean having all the answers. Although the disciples' journey to be Christ's witnesses to the ends of the earth will require tremendous power, Jesus does not supply answers. Rather, he gives purpose and the promise of God's Spirit. Jesus equips his disciples with what they need, power, when they need it, purpose, and then he ascends into heaven before their very eyes. Surely this must have prompted more questions. And this reading says it did. Not from the disciples, but from two angelic figures. "Why do you stand here looking up toward heaven?" We are part of God's purpose. You are empowered with God's Spirit. This is our journey, questions and all. God, when unanswered questions seem to block the path, open our eyes to the purpose we have been given and our hearts to the power of your Spirit. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.